One of the things that we've been encouraged to do, many teachers, Salamet is one of them, has encouraged us to live in the moment. And it's perhaps worth reflecting on what that actually means. What does it mean to live in the moment? So perhaps it's a useful spiritual exercise. We can perhaps try and do that now as a little exercise on our own. And of course, living in the moment means you are living in the now. There's no before, not concerned about what's happened in the past, and you're not worried about the future. The future will arrive when it does. Living in the now means living at this point in time, this instant, this singularity of time. When you live in a singularity of time, there can be no dwelling on things like cause and effect. You can't judge anything. When you're living in the moment, it's impossible to judge anything. It's also impossible to be concerned with outcomes. So maybe we could go a lovely little journey now, living in the moment, bearing those things in mind. So perhaps a nice woodland. Spring is just round the corner. In fact, in some ways, it's already arrived. The snowdrops are up. The daffodils are up. Birdsong is increasing. The sun is getting higher. Maybe we can wander into a lovely beech woodland. There's no canopy yet, so the sun is able to pass through and illuminate everything, bathe it in beautiful sunlight. So we don't plan our journey because that means we're not living in the moment. So just let things become apparent. No planning, no worrying about outcomes. No judging anything, no cause and effect. Just enjoy everything that's around you. Become an observer, an experiencer. Become aware of these beautiful trees, maybe hundreds of years old. They also live in the moment. They don't worry about the past. They don't worry about the future. They don't judge anything. Move towards a particularly beautiful tree, a tree that takes your fancy. As you approach the tree, you become aware of the energy of the tree. Experience that moment of energy from the tree. You feel an overwhelming desire to put your arms around the tree. You rest your face, your cheek, against the smooth bark. You are now totally in the moment. You have no cares, no worries, no anticipations. You're living in that moment. You feel yourself moving almost into the tree. You become at one with the tree. You're part of the tree. There is an exchange of energies between you and the tree. Trees like you are part of universal consciousness. You feel that bond. You sense the tree is swaying slightly in the breeze. You let go of the tree now, and you feel totally in tune with the wood around you. You hear the bird song. You feel the movements of spring in the ground. The anticipation. There's so much energy around you, so much love. Earthly fears have been forgotten. They're not relevant. Why keep them? They only belong to your ego anyway. You don't need that. Trees don't have an ego. The woodland doesn't. So why should you? Feel so uplifted. You're part of something incredible, nature. You breathe in that air. You feel the warmth of the sun on your face. You give thanks to the tree. You give thanks to the woods. You give thanks to the sunlight. You give thanks to the gentle breeze. You fill your lungs with that wonderful energy. And you so enjoyed living in the moment. I have no idea where that came from, so...
Well, thank you.
So thank you, sir, for the spirit. Oh, my goodness.